You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. You're listening to episode 111 of the Time Hackers Podcast, and today this is going to be a catch-up episode. So I want to start by saying that I have not finished our productive routine series. I am certainly going to continue providing you with awesome new routines that you can incorporate into your daily lifestyle starting our next episode. But this one episode, I wanted to take for myself and kind of talk to you and keep you up to date with what's going on and keep you in the loop, because as you know, you're more than listeners to me. You are my friends. You are my tribe. You are my supporters. I love each and every one of you, and I want to keep you up to date with what's going on. So, first things first, you probably noticed that the last couple of weeks, the schedule of the posting of these episodes has been a little bit, let's say, irregular. I wanted just to reassure you that the schedule is still Mondays and Thursdays, and sometimes I mess up and sometimes I make mistakes, and instead of releasing it early morning Monday, I release it in the afternoon or during night between Mondays and Tuesdays. Anyways, this is not because the schedule is changing. This is because I'm human and I make mistakes and I have a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes. And talking about things happening behind the scenes, one big, huge, humongous, very exciting thing that's going on is that at the end of this month, the end of July, Miron and myself, and for those of you who don't know, Miron is my life partner. He's also the host of Inspiring Innovation Podcast. He's also the creator of Podcast Incubator. We are going to visit the States. We are coming to Texas. We're coming to Dallas, to Fort Worth, for Podcast Movement, which is amazing and it's so exciting. And it takes place starting July 31st and until August 2nd. So this is when we're going to be there. We arrive a couple of days earlier. So starting July 29th, we're going to be there until August 2nd. We're going to just chill out for the first couple of days, just gain our strength back, perhaps work on that jet lag that we're probably going to have. And then we're going to dive headfirst into Podcast Movement. Now, for those of you who don't know what PodMov is, Podcast Movement, this is an event for podcasters by podcasters. Now, you don't have to be a podcaster to attend. You do have to be in the realm of podcasting, because all the lectures and all the events and everything that's going on there is about podcasting and how you can make it a better experience for you and your tribe. Miron is actually speaking at the event, which makes me so proud that I sometimes feel that I'm going to burst out. He's going to be talking about how you can create a podcast with amazing sound at any budget. Just so you know, this is possible. If you're interested in listening to this and you're coming to PodMov, stop by at the lecture. You absolutely don't have to, but if you plan on going to PodMov anyways, or if you're in the area, if you're near Fort Worth, which, since I'm so bad at geography, I don't even really know what's really near Fort Worth, but we're going to be there, as I said, starting July 29th, and I would love to meet you. So if you want to kind of have a little meetup or meet and greet or something like that, just shoot me an email to j@imjulie.com. I would love to meet you anytime during these days that we're there. If you're attending PodMov and you see me walking down the hall or something, shout or just come and say hi. I would love to meet you guys. And it excites me so, so much to be coming to this amazing event and being a part of this incredible community. So if I can use this time to meet some of you guys, this would be perfection, absolutely perfection on my end. So if you see me, come and say hi. So other things that are going on behind the scenes is that it's summertime, as you probably noticed. And this means that family is visiting, kids are out of school, which means that there's a lot less time for work, at my end at least. Many of Mehran's family, close family, sisters, brothers. They live not in Israel. They live in other countries, and they oftentimes take the summer holiday, the summer break, to kind of come and visit us, everyone here in Israel, which means that we try to have as much time as possible with our family and friends and just soak up, you know, the love and the awesomeness that is them, our families, which means that there's a lot less time to actually do the work. But the work obviously doesn't become smaller. It actually becomes greater because we have many projects that are coming up. So this is why sometimes it feels really, really hectic, but it's all good. It's all good. Like, I would always, always rather to have a bit more of a hectic time at work, but always have this family time and be able to see our loved ones, just have them in the same borders, I guess. It's also the summer holiday for kids, and the kids in our family are out of school, which means that we have a lot more opportunities to spend time with them and just, you know, play the aunt and uncle role for them, which is amazing. So this is what's going on this end. So things have been really hectic, but all for good reasons. For those of you who asked me how my fibromyalgia was doing, it's not very good because we live in a very, very hot area and it's very humid here. My joints are kind of going out of whack. They're kind of went bananas. But you know what? I'm not going to allow it to interfere with my life. So yes, it still hurts. And yes, it's not very good to have fibromyalgia. But you know what? Everyone has a burden. Everyone has something that they're dealing with. This is just my something. So all is good. Don't worry about me. Everything is fine. But thank you for your questions and thank you for taking the time to even think about how I'm doing. I'm very, very humbled by your attention, by your love. So thank you very, very much. And final thing that I wanted to share with you is it's something that I don't think I ever talked about at this podcast, on this podcast, or over at the Hero Edition. And I think that it's just, it's one of those things that I'm too close to even see that I'm not talking about it. You know what I mean? So this is my core value. This is what's driving me. This is what made me create the Time Hackers movement. And I just realized that I've never talked to you about it. So I wanted to take 2 minutes of our time and share this with you. So the Time Hackers was born, as you know, from my personal story, from my personal struggle, and because I wanted to help other people live a productive, happy life, to experience success on a daily basis without breaking your back, without feeling like a failure, without drowning and being overwhelmed. I just wanted to pass this knowledge and these tricks to as much people as I possibly can before it's too late for them. But what I failed to mention is that I have a full, firm, 100% belief that no matter who you are or how old you are or where you live or what your life circumstances are, you can change your life for the better starting right here, right now. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have experienced in your life, because everything, all the experiences, everything that has happened to you and everything that you have learned has made you stronger and bigger and bolder and brighter and more awesome than you can possibly imagine. And next time you look in the mirror, I want you to look at yourself and say to yourself, I can change my life for the better. This is what Time Hackers is all about. This is what Productive Routines is all about. It's about giving you the little nudge that you need to go out there and make your life the absolute best that it can be. And I know for a fact that every single one of you awesome, lovely Time Hackers can make your life better, bolder, brighter. I know that you can make all your dreams come true. I'm not just saying it. I'm not being paid to say it. I don't even care if you're skeptical about it, because you know what? Take a look at what you have done since you started listening to Time Hackers. Think about all the things that you have made better in your daily routines, in your workplace, at home, with your spouse, with your kids. Think about how you look at time. Think about how you dispense time and how you pack your time in your time suitcase. Think about the path that you have done, the path that you have walked ever since you started listening to this podcast. And this podcast is 10 minutes twice a week. That is all. Think about how many amazing things you have gained out of these 10 minutes twice a week. You are incredible. You are amazing. And you can change your life in any aspect. I just happen to talk about time management because this is something that's close to me. This is something that I'm good at. But it's not exclusively the only thing that you can make better in 10 minutes or less. I want you to get out there and make your life the best that it ever was. I want you to believe in yourself. This is the core value of this show. And if you're a listener, and if you listen to one or 100 episodes of this podcast, the only thing that is truly important for me to pass on to you, for you to remember and for you to take as a takeaway from this podcast is that you are amazing. And you can change your life at any point and make it whatever it is that you want it to be. And I can't believe that up till now, I have never talked to you about it. This is just unbelievable. So this is me making amends, fixing the fact that I have never told you how amazing and awesome you are, but you are. And you don't need to believe me. Just look at what you have gained in the past couple of weeks, months, even a year. So this is everything for today, guys. In our next episode, I am going to continue with our productivity routines series. No worries. And I just want to remind you that if you're at Fort Worth or anywhere near from July 29th to August 2nd, come say hi. I would love to meet you. And of course, if you're thinking about going to Podcast Movement, absolutely two thumbs up. Yes, yes, yes. Come and let's meet up. That's everything for today, guys. I will see you on a Thursday episode. Till next time, keep calm and hack time.